Let's turn in God's Word to Genesis and chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 22. Genesis chapter 6, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. So give your attention to them. Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever. For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were the mighty men of who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and was grieved in his heart. And so the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and bird of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch, and this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing, of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. And those are God's words. Now we've seen chapter 4, the genealogy of the wicked, the seed of the serpent. Chapter 5, the genealogy of Christ, the seed of the woman. And hear what happens when God's children, in chapter 6, God's children intermarry with the wicked. It says that the sons of God, you see there at the beginning, the sons of God saw the daughters of men. They saw with their eyes, and that's not how we choose who we marry, with our eyes. They saw, the sons of God saw the daughters of man, of men. And they intermarried with the wicked. And you remember, not only here, but even before this, and then after this, even throughout all the scriptures, even to our current day, that God has commanded that His people not marry those who are wicked, those who are unbelievers. And what do we find that happens? Because the sons of God, God's children, married those who are not the children of God, the daughters of men. We see verse 5, the wickedness grew in the earth, so that eventually every intent of the thoughts of men's heart was only evil continually. Man's sin, all stemming from intermarrying with the wicked, is the reason God sent the worldwide flood in the days of Noah to destroy all flesh on the earth. And here we're introduced to Noah, on whom the grace of God was given. Verse 9, he's a just man and walked with God. It's here in chapter 6, after the Lord looked upon the earth, seeing that it was corrupt, that He told Noah that what he would do in judgment, and called him to make an ark, a large boat. And God promised to make a covenant with Noah, a promise, that is, to Noah and his family. And Noah obeyed. Beloved, just as it was with Noah, when the Lord gives you grand promises in which He is always faithful, and He commands you to follow after Him according to His commandments that sometimes seem absolutely crazy, as it would in their day, God's people, we are to be faithful. And He will deliver you and bless you with many blessings. And so we are to love Him and keep all of His commandments, no matter how odd or crazy they might seem. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful that You have thus far preserved us, Your people, that You promise that You will continue to preserve us to the end, that even our souls are kept by You. For all here whom You have poured out Your grace, that saving grace that turned our hearts unto You, away from the ways of the world, may we, as we're warned here, not enter back into great sins or sins at all. That You would protect these young men and young women of our congregation, that they would not turn from You and break Your commandments, but that they would marry and You would bring about a spouse for them from Your church, from Your people, that they would not be of this world or wicked. For we know, one, that marrying such a person would turn Your child from You. But even more, the witness that they are to image forth as husband and wife would be marred. And it would be very difficult to image forth Christ in the church. And so, Father, we ask that You would help us and help all these young men and young women. You would provide godly spouses for them. And those who are not, have not come to You, have not turned unto You for their salvation and publicly profess their faith, Father, we plead that You would send Your Spirit today, that this would be the day of salvation for them, even they who are our covenant children. And those who have gone off and played the fool, Father, we ask that You would call them back to You. They have the Word. They've heard it in their ears. It is in them. You can recall it. You can bring it back to their mind. You can cause it to plague them, that they would not have rest until they turn unto You in faith by Your grace and through the Holy Spirit. Father, You can do this. For while it might seem very impossible for us that this would happen, even those who have gone off, Father, all things are possible with You. And so we rely upon You, we trust in You, we trust upon Your Spirit, that You will always be faithful to Your promises. Now, even now, we hope in that promise that You will not again judge the world by a flood. And yet we look at our world, we see many things that we ought to be judged for. We see great corruption and wickedness and evil and sin. The breaking of all of Your commandments willfully, even with the knowledge of the truth. We see it also in the church. And so, Father, if we are part of that, and we are, Father, forgive us of our sins. And we have not loved You, and we have not loved our neighbor. Father, we have dishonored You. We've brought contempt upon Your name. Father, forgive us of our sins. Work within us sorrowful hearts and grieving hearts because of our sins. And yet at the same time, Father, we ask that You would sanctify us. You would give us hope and joy in He who is Your Son, our Savior and our Lord, who washes us clean, who forgives us of our sins, who is the perfect, righteous advocate before You. And because You say You are faithful and just to forgive, Father, we trust You to be faithful. And we hope in Your Word. Father, this day as we begin contemplating government, civil magistrate, things like this, Father, we ask that You would help us to honor our authorities. And now as You command us, we pray for them. We ask that You would be with all of them, that You would turn them from their sin and wickedness and their desires to please man. And they would turn unto You, the living and true God, even bowing the knee to Jesus Christ, Your Son. You would cause them to rule according to Your Word. For Your Word alone is perfect and communicates perfect justice because You are perfectly just. Father, spare us judgment only for the few righteous that remain. But Father, as You will bring judgment, and You are bringing judgment, Father, we ask that You would pass over us because of the blood of the Lamb, our Passover Lamb. Father, we pray that You will continue healing the bodies that are struggling amongst us, the babies in the womb, grow them healthy. My Father, help in all of it that none would know one day apart from Christ Your Son. Save them even now, if it be Your will. Change their hearts and cause them to know our gracious Savior, Jesus Christ, and that we would all have communion with Him. And so we pray that You would help us and grow us in faith, sanctify us and cleanse us, and clothe us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We pray for the congregation in Denison today as Caleb Allen is candidating there. We pray that You would give that congregation wisdom even this week as they meet with him. And pray, we do ask that they would, if it be Your will, they would call him and he would accept. Again, if that be Your will. We pray also for the Columbia congregation that You will provide for them a minister of the gospel. We pray the same for the Las Vegas congregation and many others, Father. Even this week, one being examined and ordained so that he can accept that call to the church at State College in Pennsylvania. We're thankful for that and that he passed his exams. And Father, we ask that you would be with our presbytery, that many more churches, our denomination, many more churches would be planted, that you would even use us, and you would grow us to so such an extent that we could then be working towards planting a church ourselves with the help of presbytery. And give us wisdom and provision to do so. Because we desire the kingdom to expand throughout and to the ends of the earth. And we have the hope in this that it will come about, as we've heard in Romans 11. We have our hope in Christ, who is the King and our Mediator. And we praise His name and exalt His name, even as we continue now worshiping You. We pray in His name. Amen.